Better Together, a product of Californian Beverages. Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Zambia projects 141% surge in maize output for 2024-2025 season. Government clarifies social protection efforts aim to fight hunger, not disrupt marriages. And U.S. House passes Trump tax and spending mega bill.
FM News with Keturah Mdonga.
Thank you for joining us, Teen Hours Bulletin. The Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTAT, has announced that the country is projected to produce 3.65 million metric tons of maize in the 2024-2025 farming season, a substantial increase from the 1.5 million metric tons recorded in the 2023-2024 season. Speaking at the launch of the crop forecasting survey, ZAMSTAT's acting statistician, General Sheila Mudenda, has revealed that this represents a 141.9% increase in maize production for the upcoming season. She has added that 93% of the maize is expected to come from small-scale and medium-scale farmers, while 7% will be produced by large-scale farmers. Mrs. Mudenda said sorghum is expected to reach 13,794 metric tons, up from 2,865 metric tons. Rice is expected to increase to 39,457 metric tons compared to 24,566 metric tons, and soya beans production is set to grow from 169,700 metric tons to 288,798 metric tons, among other crops.
In terms of expected production, we compare last season, we had 1.5 million metric tons. In the current season, 3.655.59, then a percentage change of 131.91%. Generally, we see increases in the expected production. Again, we have to stress that this is the expected production as my student colleague has spoken.
Meanwhile, Acting Minister of Agriculture, Sylvia Masebo, highlighted the findings from the Crop Forecasting Survey regarding the National Food Balance Sheet for the 2025-2026 agricultural marketing season. She has stated that the country has produced sufficient maize for both human consumption and industrial use. Ms. Masebo has revealed that the total maize supply is estimated at 4 million metric tons, while the national requirement stands at 3.5 million metric tons, leaving a surplus of 501,621 metric tons.
The total maize supply is estimated at 4,040,645 metric tons. 4,040,645 metric tons, with national requirements of 3,539,024 metric tons. This results in a surplus of 501,621 metric tons. However, we anticipate deficits in rice of 55,138 metric tons.
The Ministry of Green Economy and Environment has warned that climate shocks are crippling Zambia's agricultural potential, with only 15% of the country's 42 million hectares of arable land currently under cultivation. Speaking at the launch of the National Framework for Climate Services, Ministry Permanent Secretary Dr. Dauti Chiramba says extreme weather events are eroding food security and threatening livelihoods, particularly among smallholder farmers. He said climate change is straining critical sectors, including energy, health, water, infrastructure, and tourism. And speaking during a panel discussion, Ministry of Agriculture Principal Specialist Stanley Banda said the ministry is implementing regional specific strategies, including resilient crops, water management, and smart technology to protect agriculture from climate shocks, stressing the importance of accurate data. Meanwhile, Consultative Group on International Agricultural Research Country Representative Dr. David Chikoye said over 2 million people have been reached in the past 4 years through improved access to climate information and climate-smart agricultural solutions. Government says social protection interventions introduced are not intended to disrupt marriages, but rather to combat hunger across the country. Northern Province Permanent Secretary Bernard Mpundu has expressed concern that some couples tend to separate after receiving funds through the social cash transfer program. He has emphasized the need for beneficiaries to use the support responsibly and strengthen their households rather than allowing financial assistance to lead to instability. The Permanent Secretary has highlighted the significant impact of social intervention programs in all 12 districts of the province. He has urged beneficiaries to continue working hard, stating that self-sufficiency was the key to sustaining their families. As the world commemorates the International Day for Biological Diversity under the theme Harmony with Nature and Sustainable Development, Cyan Zambia has observed with concern the growing destruction of biodiversity as a result of industrial, agriculture and human activities. Cyan Zambia National Coordinator Vladimir Chilinya has noted that despite the fact that biodiversity is the foundation of food systems, from the seeds farmers plant to the ecosystems that support farming and nutrition. In a statement, Mr. Chilinya says biodiversity is under threat due to mining activities, climate change, agriculture and human activities. He said these activities are undermining the sustainability of the country's food systems, especially for small-scale food producers who depend on their land and environment. Mr. Chirinya has since urged government and all stakeholders to recognize and support the role of small-scale food producers in conserving biodiversity. He said government should promote agroecology as a pathway to resilient and sustainable food systems.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Minister of Livestock and Fisheries Peter Kapala says government is driving a bold agenda to modernize Zambia's livestock and fisheries industries through the integration of advanced technology, positioning these sectors as key drivers of inclusive economic development. Speaking at the 4th Lusaka Business Expo and Indaba, held today in Lusaka under the theme Harnessing Technology for